how do you, what's the best way to, the last couple of days, I caught myself saying, no regrets. And then I said, no, I don't want to do that. Let's feel that regret so that I don't have to deal with it. What's the best way to go about to where you've gotten so much into habit of saying no to what you're not supposed to do?
Or feel,
to where actually feel it and let it through, pass through, so it can...
Well, if it's something reoccurring and that you know, you want to say, hey, I'll schedule it and be with you. Because you don't want it popping up. And even great emotion. I mean, I don't know what your life situation is, but if you really don't have time to have the big emotional meltdown consistently, you schedule it. Schedule it. Whether it's anxiety, whether it's grief, whether it's sadness, you schedule it, and then you've got to keep your word to yourself. And eventually you'll build a relationship with your emotional body, and it will trust you. And so you start by setting a timer, and then you sit there and feel regret. Okay, regret, all yours. Bring it on. And you feel it with no agenda other than to experience it. And when you first start, you may need a long time. But eventually you'll need less and less. But what this exercise really does, not just tapping it out, don't tap. Really give a window for the emotion to be experienced. Unworthiness, anxiety, impatience, fear, overwhelm. Resentment. If you build this working relationship with your body, you will no longer have those weird meltdowns in inappropriate places. Hasn't everybody had one of those?
Mm-hmm. Isn't that what we did last week when you talked about think about an emotion without a?
That was a little different process. That's a really cool process called Journey. Yeah, and it goes deeper. That's a big process. Journey by Brendan Bays. You might want to check out, or check out Halloween Night when the taps are loaded. It's a very cool process. But again, what if this is what it looks like, and we're here to heal the emotional body for the first time in mankind's history? How cool would that be? Wouldn't you say yes?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
So there's a lot of tools to do that. Tapping's good if you're wigged out and you can't function or you're stuck. But you can't always just clear. You've got to sometimes be present and accept that this is part of the human experience.